This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senior Taliban Commander Wahidullah Hashimi on Wednesday laid out the foundation of how Afghanistan will be governed since taking Kabul. He says there will be an Islamic government with Sharia law and no democratic system at all. Wind-driven wildfires raged Wednesday through the mountains of Northern California near and around Grizzly Flats, California. That's between Sacramento and Carson City, Nevada. The fires have burnt hundreds of homes, forcing thousands of people to flee to safety. The Caldor Fire continued to grow in the Sierra Nevada Mountains, southwest of Lake Tahoe, covering 84 square miles on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 382 points Wednesday as the Federal Reserve meeting minutes from July suggest the central bank could be tapering its asset purchases this year. Tapering is the reduction of a rate at which a central bank accumulates new assets on its balance sheet. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The Biden administration is saying vaccinated Americans will need more vaccine shots. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Health officials recommended COVID booster shots Wednesday for those who have been fully vaccinated to shore up their protection against the coronavirus. The plan calls for a third shot 8 months after people receive their second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that a booster shot would increase the protection from the vaccines tenfold. The chief White House medical advisor tells CBS News that he believes one booster shot should be enough to maintain high levels of protection against the virus.
I would doubt if we're going to need many boosters when we try to find out the breadth and the depth of the response by a booster. It is really extraordinary. It goes up by multiple fold, at least 20 to 30 fold. So we don't anticipate that beyond this we're going to need anything else.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
1,001 deaths from COVID complications were reported in America and our territories on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Afghan protesters against the Taliban takeover have been murdered by suspected Taliban soldiers. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Protests broke out Wednesday in the Afghan city of Jalalabad as a group of residents removed the Taliban flag from the town square, replacing it with the Afghan flag. Witnesses say Taliban fighters beat some of those protesters and fired into the crowd. Writer Khaled Hosseini says that people left behind in Afghanistan are worried that that's a sign that the Taliban will not live up to its current moderate positions it's been espousing in Afghan media. The author of The Kite Runner and Kabul native tells ABC News that he's already heard of the Taliban returning to the more oppressive ways of their first rule.
What I'm hearing is a sense of skepticism about the Taliban between what the sort of the Taliban officials who are going on television and radio are saying, that they're changing their ways and that they are going to respect human rights and allow women to have rights and so forth, and what we're kind of hearing about the street.
A 2017 Texas statute outlawing an abortion method commonly used to end second trimester pregnancies was upheld Wednesday by a federal appeals court in New Orleans, Louisiana. The law prohibits the use of forceps to remove a fetus from the womb, what supporters call a dismemberment abortion, without first using an injected drug or a suction procedure to ensure the fetus is dead. Abortion rights advocates argue that the law, known as SB 8, effectively outlaws what has often been the safest method of abortion for women in the second trimester of pregnancy. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Time for Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Megan, how we doing?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
Just like you, heartbroken. I look at these images of what we're seeing in Afghanistan. I mean, these are human beings, you know, desperately holding on to a transport, you know, plane, trying to get out of the country, desperately hanging on and then falling to their inevitable death. You know, the abuse of women, you know, being assigned as, trophies of war to these Taliban warriors who have come in and abused their family and literally are rape and pillaging. You know, the fact that it's happening in the 21st century in this world today, it so disturbs, you know, the most inner part of my very spirit, Megan. I just cannot believe. And the fact that America is part and parcel of this incredible, inevitable carnage. I mean, this is a nightmare for me who was in the Marine Corps during the end, you know, in the ending days of Vietnam. And it's like I'm reliving the nightmare, even from my perspective. And I was protected. I mean, I was stateside, but I was involved with the Joint Public Affairs Office. So we were, you know, I was, you know, seeing the evidence and the pictures of all this stuff. It came across my desk when I was, you know, serving in the Marine Corps in the Public Affairs Office. And I'm watching this, and it's just, it's deja vu all over again with all the heartbreak, and at times I just find, you know, tears are rolling down my face because it's so disheartening.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you look at a side-by-side picture of Saigon and Kabul, those images have to come back to you pretty starkly and clearly. Mm-hmm. You know, this is Biden's Saigon.
Yes.
And you see the helicopter taking off of the roof and evacuating those from the embassy. And just a couple months ago, he was asked if this will be Saigon and there will need to be evacuations from the roof. Oh, no. But this is our mm-hmm. commander-in-chief. And this
right.
is what happens when you elect a weak president.
I want you to pause on that just a moment, because the people need to let this sink in. You know, this is a government of, for, by, we, the people. You know, he is, like it or not, he is our president. And by virtue of our vote, And you cannot say, hey, I didn't vote for him, so it's not my responsibility. We are responsible. And if we disclaim any kind of responsibility and distance ourselves from our vote, regardless of what happened with the 2020 election, this is why we must fight all the more for legitimate elections and to protect our votes, because this kind of disaster happens and you just cannot distance yourself from it and say, hey, it's not me, because the fact of the matter is what happens in Afghanistan, I will guarantee you, will not stay in Afghanistan. And God only knows already what is amongst us because of the open borders, again, because our vote elected a president who could care little about our national security and has left us vulnerable and wide open and subject to this potential. Here we are, you know, 20 years after 9/11, if you can imagine that.
Well, I mean, when you look at all the great Democrat presidents going back to Jimmy Carter, you look at their foreign policy, and somewhere along the road, we lost sight that, not we as in, but Americans lost sight. They must have forgotten about 9/11 already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You lost sight that you're actually not just electing a figurehead, which is exactly what Joe Biden is.
Mm-hmm.
We're electing a commander-in-chief. And a commander-in-chief has responsibilities to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic.
Job one.
That is the number one job.
Exactly.
Correct.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And job one is protecting us from enemies, foreign and domestic. You wouldn't open the border. You wouldn't open the southern border to allow, counting now, 1 million people come across our border illegally. So when I saw all of these Democrats up on stage when they were debating themselves, talking about open the border, why not just open the border? You can tell that they're not serious people.
Mm-hmm.
And they've never, that I can, as far as I can tell, and I'm going back to Carter, identified the enemy. We had a hostage crisis under Carter, but at that time, we didn't hand over the Taliban missiles and tanks and helicopters and basically money, and all. We didn't arm terrorists at that time. What Biden has done is not only opened our border, but he's also armed terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
By leaving the equipment behind. And when you look at the military brass, which includes Miley and the Secretary of Defense, that absolute affirmative action idiot.
Mm-hmm.
When you watched, I would strongly recommend that your viewers watch the press conference yesterday, not the one that Joe Biden gave, because he didn't even mention Afghanistan.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it was all about COVID.
It was about threatening. Joe Biden is a bigger threat and threatens, in that speech yesterday, threatened Americans more than he has ever threatened the Taliban. So when you watch the press conference after Joe, when he sent out his military brass, his top two men, now he's number one because he's commander in chief. So basically his next top, the top two men that are in charge of his military, our military, he sends them out. These men are the most incompetent generals I have ever, I'm not afraid of them. I wouldn't want them protecting me in a foxhole. I wouldn't want them on my side. I wouldn't hire them to park my car at a valet. So they were asked a question that caught them off guard. One was, so getting out now, of course, the press, as I was listening to Democrats last night, too, which was very hard for me to do when I was out for dinner, say that, well, what about the Afghanis? Well, what about the Afghanis? Well, what about the Afghanis that are stranded in Afghanistan? What about the Afghanis? What about the Americans? We had 10,000 Americans that we've left behind. We thought Benghazi was bad.
Yeah.
We thought the Iranian hostage crisis was bad. I don't think we've seen anything yet.
No, not at all. You're exactly right. I mean, this is, and we've been saying this, Megan, ever since there was a change of power here. The level of incompetence continues just to keep demonstrating itself, and it just keeps doubling down. It is unconscionable. But again, Barack Obama said it. He said it loud and clear that elections have consequences. And ladies and gentlemen, this president, who is leaving 10,000 Americans behind in Afghanistan, and the whole conduct of the exit of Afghanistan is all at his feet. And what does he do? You know, in much the same way, he wants to blame the Afghanis, and the Afghanis themselves who fought and lost over 60,000 soldiers, but yet they've done nothing. We've got more from Megan Barth after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Right here,
right now. Bill Martinez.
No, we can't lose hope, and this is why our prayer for the Lord of Heaven's armies to come down and to redeem all this, ladies and gentlemen. You know, if you are called by God's name, if you are children of God, this is a time for us to, en masse, come together and call on heaven to come down and to reconcile this. And of course, we know the solution. It goes back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. You can read it. And again, I know you, most of you probably know it by heart anyway. And my ask to you is, are you doing it? Are you humbling yourselves? Because the fact of the matter is that, you know, you're coming down, and when you watch what's going on in Afghanistan right now, the fact of the matter is you're going to humble yourself one way or another. Do you want to humble yourselves before people like the Taliban? That there's no redemption in their philosophy. There is none whatsoever. Just like there's no redemption in the Communist Party or socialism. It doesn't happen. There's no good there. All you are is you are another cog in the wheel of life that keeps their engine rolling, and you are a disposable agent to that end. That's it. End of story. You don't own anything. You are agents of the state. And its trajectory. That's it. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, rearview mirror, bye-bye. It's gone. So who are you going to humble yourself? You're going to humble yourself between these state actors. And, you know, and Megan and I have talked about this before. The reality of this is that don't think it's all Democrats. If you think it's all Democrats, you're fooling yourself. It's this ruling elite class that, you know, part of it is this deep state. This establishment that is very well secured and entrenched, and they're doing their own work. They're not doing the people's work. And this is why earlier when I read the Declaration of Independence, that portion of the Declaration of Independence, you need to understand it is right there in our founding documents, the solution that we need to execute at this level. But we need to come together and be unified. And this is why the ruling class wants us at each other's throats. They want us to believe that we hate blacks, that our whiteness, whatever whiteness that means, that General Milley is bought into and what grape juice he's buying into. I mean, Megan, all that stuff is very dangerous. This is un-American. I mean, at its face, it's treasonous, isn't it?
Well, that was my first reaction when I saw the botched withdrawal and the open borders. I mean, again, like mm-hmm. I said, the number one duty of the president is to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic. And right when he walked into office, he opened the border, exposing us to unknown threat. You know, yesterday, Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, was asked. Getting 10,000 Americans out of Afghanistan, you know, why wasn't this accomplished before the withdrawal, et cetera? And Lloyd Austin said, we don't have the capability to go out and collect large numbers of people. Churchill evacuated 340,000 Brits when they were trapped in Dunkirk.
Dunkirk, yes, exactly.
And we don't have the capability, really. Our military does not have the capability for large evacuations. I would think that
all these years later, with all this technology and firepower,
right.
Exactly. Yes, go
right.
ahead.
I mean, we can bomb a hospital from a drone like Obama used to do, and we can't evacuate mm-hmm. large numbers of people. And this is again what happens when you elect a weak commander in chief. We spend $1 trillion, and we don't have. In Afghanistan, and we don't have the capability to evacuate people. I think after 20 years, and Joe Biden wants this to go away, if you notice, and so does Kamala Harris, and so do the Democrats, because none of them have taken a question during a press conference from the press. So why even have a press conference
yes.
if you're not going to confer with the press?
Right, exactly. And to your point, even Kamala Harris, number two, and already discussions that maybe Amendment 25 against Joe Biden and Kamala Harris could be the president, and she's MIA right now. and continues to be MIA, whether it's the border or something like this. I mean, this is an example of the leadership. Go ahead.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, just try to wrap your mind around this one. Since the fall of Afghanistan, under their watch, they have not taken a question from the press. And that was Monday. And so when actually George Stephanopoulos, when Biden sat down with George Stephanopoulos, I guess maybe it was yesterday, George actually asked him the question. And he goes, "Oh, come on, man, that was 4 or 5 days ago."
Unbelievable. Yeah, when he was asking him about the people falling off the plane. Human beings desperately hanging on to the plane as it was leaving the, it wasn't the air base, but the airport, because it was the airport there in Kabul, downtown, with public exposure and everything like that. They're hanging on for dear life, and Joe Biden's answer is, you're exactly right. "Oh, come on, man, that was 4 or 5 days ago." You got to be kidding.
Yeah, it was actually 2 days ago when he gave that interview at the time of the taping.
Yes.
So my point is, they want this to go away. The optics are so bad. And even the press is actually doing their job for once during the Biden administration and trying to ask him questions and peppering the Department of Defense with those questions. The answers were horrific, and that's why they are in hiding. Because they want these optics to go away. They have so little regard for the American people that they think that the Americans are going to forget. Americans never forget. This is the largest stain not only on our foreign policy history, I believe. It's the largest stain on any Democrat president, and they're not going to be able to wash it off and shake it off.
And the good thing about all this, in a sense, this part, is that Twitter, Facebook, the social media giants, they're working as hard as they can. They're algorithming this whole topic to death, and they cannot quiet the storm.
Right.
Have you noticed that?
Exactly. It is because the storm is here, and there are more people who believe like, and I've always said this, there are more people who believe like you and I believe. But the press has suppressed and censored us so much that we've been lulled into the idea that we are the minority. We are not the minority. The radical left is the minority. When you look at every single polling, poll that's taken, even Democrats don't like this president. 1 in 10 Democrats now regret their vote for Biden. So if you look at the numbers, that's 8 million people. Right, supposedly
exactly
80 million votes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then you had fraud.
And of course you had the people that voted that said after the election, had they known of Hunter Biden, I think it was about 15%. That 15% up front said they wouldn't have voted for Biden had they known about Hunter Biden, something that was purposely hidden by the legacy media. This whole cabal, there's so many people that are implicated in this whole process and this whole delusion and this power steal that had been executed on we the people, that I got to tell you, I believe as more and more people are realizing what has been done to them, they're going to insist. They're going to be yelling from the windows. This is going to be like a scene from broadcast news. You know, I've had it and I can't stand it anymore. And you're going to hear people screaming across the country to that end. What do you think?
Well, and not only is there is silence coming from the White House, but where is Mitch McConnell?
Yes, exactly. That's why I'm saying this is all being done by orchestration, by those controlling factors. You cannot think this is just a Democratic issue. This is the ruling elite of our country getting exactly what they wanted at the people's expense, Megan Barth.
And I don't disagree. I absolutely don't disagree. This shows you just how deep the rot is and has become in D.C. And that's why they needed to target Trump and get him out.
She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth. Thank you, Megan.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senior Taliban Commander Wahidullah Hashimi on Wednesday laid out the foundation of how Afghanistan will be governed since taking Kabul. He says there will be an Islamic government with Sharia law and no democratic system at all. Wind-driven wildfires raged Wednesday through the mountains of Northern California near and around Grizzly Flats, California. That's between Sacramento and Carson City, Nevada. The fires have burnt hundreds of homes, forcing thousands of people to flee to safety. The Caldor Fire continued to grow in the Sierra Nevada mountains southwest of Lake Tahoe, covering 84 square miles on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 382 points Wednesday as the Federal Reserve meeting minutes from July suggest the central bank could be tapering its asset purchases this year. Tapering is the reduction of a rate at which a central bank accumulates new assets on its balance sheet. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, the one and only, no baloney, Jordan Goodman. Yes, we're talking America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. And you know we got lots to talk about, especially when it comes to infrastructure, huh? Jordan, this is unbelievable that Republicans folded like a cheap $2 chair, like they didn't think that, you know, this wasn't going to be a 1-2 punch. Joe Biden said specifically, I mean, one of the things that he did say, honestly, was that this was going to be a 1-2 punch. But they thought if they accepted the first punch that the second one wouldn't be so bad.
We'll have to see. I mean, it's possible that the whole thing is going to collapse. Would be a shame because I think we do need the infrastructure.
I call
the hard infrastructure.
Yeah.
But
yes,
the soft infrastructure,
agree.
The $3.5 trillion, yeah, is a real budget buster and way beyond.
Yeah.
But the progressive Democrats are saying they won't vote for the hard infrastructure, the $1 trillion, unless they know for sure they're getting the $3.5 trillion, and that could kill the whole thing right there, and we end up with nothing.
Exactly. Well, and you're exactly right. I mean, I ask most Americans about infrastructure, roads, bridges, these things that we know that are infrastructure, not the stuff that the Democrats are trying to shove down our throats and make us pretend is infrastructure. You know, even the analysis on this is about less than 10% of the $1.3 trillion is actual infrastructure as we know it. And then you're talking about building, you know, of course, then you got the infrastructure for the infrastructure, which is all the bureaucracy that has to be built up in order to support,
exactly,
you know, all these programs. I mean, like as if we don't have somebody already overseeing roads and bridges. We need a new government subset.
We need money to make these things happen. And, I mean, it is amazing that there were 67 votes for it. So if they just keep to the so-called hard infrastructure, we'll get it done, and that'll be helpful. But the progressives are holding the hard infrastructure hostage by saying, you can't get that unless we have $3.5 trillion for universal pre-education, pre-K education, free community college, help for the elderly, retire, all kinds of wonderful things that we have no money for, basically.
Well, isn't there a special retirement program in there for Jordan Goodman?
There is. Now, that
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Actually,
that's,
I should pass that, actually.
That's soft infrastructure you're for. Okay. Yeah, this is...
Let's say the hard infrastructure does get through, okay? It's going to help. It's going to be inflationary. I mean, clearly there's a huge amount of new fiscal stimulus and new demand at a time when the economy is already pretty hot, and there's already shortages of commodities and so on. It's going to mean huge new demand. So there's definitely an inflationary aspect of this. Mm-hmm. And the other part is the effect on the workforce. The Labor Department just came out with a number, 10.1 million unfilled jobs in America. Mm-hmm. 10.1, right. Biggest ever. Where are we going to come up with the people to build all these roads and bridges? I don't think we have them.
Well, that's why we opened up the border, Jordan.
Yeah, well, we've been closing the border lately, and those people are not getting in.
They're not closed. You got to quit reading the newspapers. You got to go to the border. They're flooding in like crazy.
Well, they are flooding in. I don't think they're out in the job market, though, building roads and bridges.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I'm surprised that the union, you know, workers aren't down there already signing them up with union dues and whatever, because that was the big thing that Biden kept saying. Oh, we got these new union jobs, union jobs, right. Union jobs. I mean, it's like, come on, buddy. You know, at the people's expense, you're gathering votes here. It's disgusting. Stop.
Yeah. But anyway, on the economy, one of the reasons the stock market's been doing so well is the anticipation that this infrastructure bill, the hard infrastructure bill, will in fact happen and will stimulate all kinds of economic growth in various ways and efficiency. So if we just stick to that, it would really be a positive thing for the economy. But right now, I would say the current version is Nancy Pelosi, and I think it's like 93 in the Progressive Caucus, say they will not vote for the hard infrastructure bill unless the soft infrastructure, $3.5 trillion, is passed first. And it's the only way it's going to get passed in the Senate is a 50-vote
margin. It's a reconciliation.
And there clearly would be zero Republican votes for it. So at a time of great bipartisanship on the hard infrastructure, we've got the ultimate in partisanship on the soft infrastructure. It's a very strange situation.
Yeah. Well, it's this is the way Nancy Pelosi does business.
It's hardball. It really is hardball.
Exactly.
The end result, I hope it doesn't work this way, the end result, maybe we get nothing. We don't get the hard infrastructure, which we need, and we don't get the soft infrastructure, which would be nice, but we can't afford. So
maybe
may be the result.
Maybe under new management. You know, we'll see what happens. Because if they can't make this work, I mean, here they are. They're in control. You know, as AOC said, they're in control of the House and both houses and, you know, the White House and both houses. I mean, you know, so it's like,
this is the number one priority of Biden, and if it fails because the progressives, you know, my way the highway, that would be a big stain on Biden's record, because he's so far been getting a bipartisan thing through, which was amazing because people didn't even think that was possible. So, like, in politics, it's the art of the possible, not what the ideal of wanting everything. You do what you can get done, and this looks like it could get done.
Well, and it takes compromise, and the Democrats are not good at compromising. At least I haven't seen them of late.
Well, that's right. On the $3.5 trillion, it's that or nothing. And, I mean, that would add huge. We're already up to about $30 trillion in debt.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just about to hit. In fact, we already have hit the debt ceiling. They need to raise the debt ceiling. In fact, the Democrats are talking about getting rid of the debt ceiling altogether, so there'd be no restrictions whatsoever on how much they could spend. But we're at the debt ceiling right now, Bill. So they've got to move pretty quick because we start getting into extraordinary measures, and you really don't want to default on the national debt.
Exactly. 3.5 minutes left here, Jordan Goodman. Let's talk IPO.
Been a hot year. So far, there's been about 250 initial public offerings, raising about $90 billion. There was about, that's a little bit more than all of last year. The all-time peak was 2000, when you had the dot-com boom going. Mm-hmm. It was about $95 billion. So we're going to be way more than the all-time peak. And some really good companies are going public. LegalZoom, Clear. One of your favorites, Krispy Kreme. I know you're a Krispy Kreme fan.
Oh, exactly. Right? Yeah, yeah.
And the next one coming is Chobani, the yogurt company you may be familiar with.
Yeah.
And
That's also one of my favorites, Chobani.
I try to give you the tastiest ideas possible.
I love that. Thank you. You're making me hungry.
Okay. And then last week, the big one was Robinhood, mm-hmm. which is the online trading platform. Originally, it didn't do so well. It came out at 38, went down to about 35, and then immediately became what I call a flash mob investing or a meme stock, and is up to about 85.
Wow.
So it's got a life of its own. They charge no commissions, but they make their money from Wall Street that pays for order flow. So they hate Wall Street. They're saying they're anti-Wall Street, but they get all their money from Wall Street. So a little bit of hypocrisy there.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like being married. I love you. I hate you.
But there's lots more IPOs to come. And
did I say that out loud? I thought I was just thinking it. Forgive me.
You're going to get you in trouble at home here, Bill.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, that's... I'm so used to it. I come into the house, I assume the position, let the beatings begin.
So as far as IPOs, I mean, the average individual has a hard time getting into these things at the offering price. Typically, they're going to buy them after they've shot up to some extent.
Right.
But even though, I mean, if you got in at 38, at Robinhood is now 80-something, you know, you're doing okay.
Yeah. But the only thing that scares me, if it went up that fast on the one side, how about when it comes down?
Well, some of these have. Not all the IPOs do stay up. But I think Robinhood will. I mean, some of the other ones have been just spectacular. The ones that have been the most troubled have been the Chinese ones. Mm-hmm. The Chinese companies have been kind of a crackdown by the Chinese government. So, for example, there was a big one called Didi, which is the kind of Uber and Lyft of China. And they came out at 12, it went up to 18, and then China said you can't take on any new customers, and they various clamped down on them. It went down to about 8. So that was the Chinese government's fault for clamping down on something that had been quite successful. See, China doesn't want people to get rich, even though they have gotten rich. They don't want people to flaunt it. And the CEOs of these companies like Alibaba and Baidu and Tencent, they become the new aristocracy of China. And in theory, it's like, the proletariat wins. That's not actually what's been happening over there. But these IPOs make people rich, and Chinese don't like that.
Yeah, only if we say so. One final thing, inflation here.
We're coming back. We're at roughly a 5% rate of inflation. Car prices have been going up. Lumber. House prices are up 25% around the country. And you get that hard infrastructure bill, that's going to add a huge amount of new demand, and prices are going to go up even faster. It's not something most people are used to, but it could have political implications as well if inflation really gets going.
Exactly. He's America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman. Jordan, how can they be in touch with you?
At moneyanswers.com. I get emails from your folks all the time, and I'm always glad to help them, Bill.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year
locking your fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Under the financing law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and guess what? I got a real treat for you. Abby Bear Carroll joins us, the host of Movie Guide TV, and we've got lots to catch up on, including Monsters at Work Season 1. Why not? Hey, Abby, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, I guess it's got to be fun for you. In the midst of all the craziness happening around our world, Afghanistan politically and everything else, you get to just bury yourself in movies.
Which can sometimes be a good thing and sometimes not so much when, you know, some certain political party comes out with something and you have to just, you know, we have to watch everything. So we have to watch it and report to everybody else not to watch it. So.
Exactly. Well, I imagine sometimes, you know, you come out of your home and it's like the, you know, the land of the living dead or something. You open the door and you just go, what happened here? You know, it kind of reminded me when I was in Southern California, I'd be down in Orange County and one of the worst freeways, kind of like, I think the worst freeway on the planet is the connection between, the 101 and the 405.
Yeah.
Right there. It's probably the most
Yep.
congested. And I think probably next to it is the 91 freeway that takes you in through Orange County and up through the Inland Empire there. And when I would go through the 91 sometimes, and it would be so quiet, I think, oh my God, did I miss the rapture?
I believe
you know, because it's like, this isn't supposed to happen. I mean, it's always, you know, bumper to bumper. But anyway, with all that's going out, I mean, sometimes, you know, especially the way the news is coming at us, it reminds me of one of my grade school teachers who always reminded us that, you know, we're living in history. And this is what we do in the midst of entertainment and amusement and movies and all these good things. We are living in history, and that's what's happening. And it doesn't take long for you to miss anything that, especially these days, it seems to be moving at such a rapid pace. But that aside,
yeah,
as I mentioned,
you know, the media. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, the media.
No, go ahead.
What creates what we see? What going to be shown to us as viewers. And so news stations and everything, if they're not reporting it truthfully, which we know happens so often, then they're creating history in an incorrect manner and telling history in an incorrect manner. And you know that that's so prevalent nowadays.
Exactly. More so than ever, Evie. I mean, you know, as you were growing up, certainly as I was growing up, I'm just a little bit older than you, just a little bit older than you, more or less. You know, we, I'm rounding figures here. But, you know, I've never seen anything like it. Yes, media has always had its level of bias perspective, but it's unhinged now. And, you know, the era of anonymous reporting, irresponsible journalism that's out there, I mean, it makes me sad. For, you know, people who went into journalism with the right attitude. And, you know, it's kind of like professors who go in and want to teach science, and then they're told, well, you better make sure you fall in line with global warming. If you don't, you're not going to be tenured, or you're not going to get research money. You're going to be marginalized and invalidated. And that's the spirit that we live in. We live in this spirit of invalidation. But and this is why I got to tell you, I'm so grateful for the networks that carry us, you know, for guests like yourself, that we're able to still be free and to pursue the truth and, you know, from a biblical worldview, and, you know, and not be, you know, not be handcuffed, because then at that point it would be a disservice to, you know, to our listeners.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, that aside, let's talk about Monsters at Work, season one. You did a review. Okay.
That's right. So this is a cute follow up to all the Monster Universe movies. If you've ever seen that movie on Disney, you know, that Disney movie. Mm-hmm. And so now they've created a TV show on Disney Plus, and it's a great option for really all ages. It's for little ones, too. So it doesn't have any of the politically correct stuff. It's just these monsters are starting to do their work, and their work is to make little kids laugh. What a good thing, right?
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. I love that. Yes.
Just to hear a child laugh, you never want it to stop. You know, I have two kids, and I just, whenever they laugh, you just want it to keep going and keep going. Mm. So that's what this TV show.
Don't you want to record it? I always wanted to record my kids' laughter just so that I could play it. In fact, I think I had a little soundbite on my phone at one time of them when they were little and just laughing their heads off. And it's just so infectious. And it was especially healing when, you know, maybe you were having a bad moment or a bad day and you would just bring that up. And it's like, okay, you know, all is well.
Exactly. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well, good fun. And so you want to laugh with monsters and have a good time and get healed in the process, because we know that that's great medicine, by the way. Laughter is a healing medicine, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And speaking of Disney, your report on Disney Plus defeating Netflix in viewed original content on streaming?
Yeah, so this is an interesting report, because I know, you know, in the conservative or the Christian world, a lot of people have been offended by stuff that's come out by Netflix. They do have, sometimes they have good content on there, and we do report about that. We do talk about it on the show. But, you know, it's nice to know that Disney's doing very well, and they're predominantly family. Well, you need to also still be careful what's on Disney, right? We need to be mindful what's on Disney. But they do have content there for, you know, kids and families. And for the most part, it's been safe. And if not, we will definitely report it at Movie Guide. So it's interesting, because they're doing extremely well on the streaming platforms. And it shows you that people want family content. They don't want, mature audience content. That's the kind of reporting we've been doing at Movie Guide for 40 years, and saying that this is what people want. And it's shown here that Disney's doing extremely well with their streaming platform.
Well, we're talking with the host of Movie Guide TV, Evie Bear Carroll, and that's a good warning, a good admonition that whether it's Disney Plus or others, and we know Disney has been, you know, they've kind of been moving more and more to the dark side to a degree, but they sure like the numbers. When they stay in the light, the numbers, you know, unfortunately, sometimes that gives them the money to go to the dark side. But you just need to be forewarned, and this is why Movie Guide is such an important research for for you and your family to make sure that the money that you invest in these movies, which, you know, whether you stay home and you watch it home, or if you're able to venture out to a local movie house these days, it's still, hey, it's your money, and it can add up.
Exactly. Choose wisely what you spend your money on.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, as stewards of that which God has blessed us with, we are commanded to be wise servants and wise consumers. This next story is Dolly Parton has just announced her first novel alongside a 12-track album. What an incredible lady. You've had a chance to meet her and interview her, haven't you?
Right. I've interviewed her a couple times. I've interviewed her. She even met my baby my baby was right there, and so she met my baby, which was very fun. And she's always been very sweet and kind, and I think that's really in her nature. You know, she's a woman of faith, and she's actually writing her first book with another. She's co-writing it with someone who's a best-selling writer, James Patterson, and it's called Run, Rose, Run. And so I think that's fun. You know, she's done a lot of things in her life, but she's never written a book, and here you go. Here's the book coming out.
Yeah, and she'd probably be the first to tell you when she first entered the business. I mean, she's always been a humble sort, you know, anyway, and she can be a bit deprecating, which adds to her charm. But, you know, and it's hard because it just seems so incongruous, because, like you say, when you if you ever get a chance to meet her, or even if you, you know, go and are blessed at one of her concerts and that, she's just such a genuine personality. And she just exudes optimism and blessing. And, you talk about, having this sense of joy. You can't help but come in contact with her and feel joyful as a result.
Yeah, those are the kind of, models we need in the world, right? To people who
exactly.
are super famous that still have kind of that attitude and their faith shows through what they do. And so I'm happy about that. And I'm happy that she's out there and talks about her faith. And I'm happy that she's such a joy-filled person.
Yeah, without a doubt. And this 12-track album that is coinciding this first novel, right?
Exactly. And how fun is that? That you can read a book and then have the album.
Play the music. Exactly.
That's a fun addition for sure.
Without a doubt. This other movie, I guess, Paw Patrol, right? The movie?
No. Yes, let me tell you about Paw Patrol. Paw Patrol is an interesting situation because about a year ago, they said, oh, we're going to get rid of the police cop because he's, you know, all this stuff about the police. And Paw Patrol is about dogs. It's dogs in these characters that are the police dog, the fireman dog, this dog. And so with the different roles, it's all about dogs. And so now they've made a movie, Paw Patrol movie, and they have actually kept in the police dog, and because it was the lead character, really. It's a good movie for the most part, but they have one element where one of the dogs is a boy dog accidentally wearing a girl dog outfit. Well, come on, guys. These are dogs. Do we have to do this to the dogs, people? You need to be aware of what is in this movie, because the thing is it's geared towards very young audiences, and it may go over little audiences, right? But
exactly.
Be aware of that kind of stuff that's in there.
And kind of amazing, even though it's, it's a cartoon, I guess we can say, there's moderate violence, and I guess maybe the cartoon PETA people would be upset with that, wouldn't they?
You are right.
Or am I making up something that shouldn't be there?
No, I like that commentary. That's true. You never know what they'll get upset at, though, so it could be anything.
Well, she is the host of Movie Guide TV, Evie Bear Carroll. Evie, remind them of the website so that they can be in the flow of the know and be up to speed and make sure that they spend their money wisely on entertainment.
That's movieguide.org.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With VantagePoint, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, VantagePoint's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of VantagePoint.